You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Green, open the door. Look, I know what you're up to in there. Do not trigger the distress beacon. Right, did you hear that? That bar can't be more than 5 clicks away. But can't you see what will happen? There's no help out there. All you'll do is give our position away to the keepers on both sides, Dauntless and Intrepid. Green! We voted against this. I can't protect you from a punishment if you disobey the vote. I refuse to. Don't force me to put a bullet through the door.
Maximum range. Confirm.
Trigger in 5, 4. No! Green!
Blue, please listen to me!
2.
Get away from it!
1. Beacon engaged.
Get off me! No! That was our last hope!
I might have just saved our lives. Hopefully both factions will lose interest, or maybe fight amongst themselves. But are you that eager to die that you'd not only disobey the vote, but call our enemies to us as well?
We need help, Blue, whether you want to admit it or not.
Every keeper on Vanguard has picked up your distress call and will be marching towards this hospital. Rescue is a fantasy, Green. Vanguard has fallen, and because of you, so will we.
The signal came from above us, atop the mountain.
Oh, my.
Careful!
What is it, Doctor?
There isn't much path left. We're very close to the cliff edge. Follow me out, but be careful. The rock could be unstable.
Whoa. Oh, that is quite a drop.
Chris, come away from the edge.
I'm okay.
Doctor, look down there.
A city. Well, the ruins of a city. Gosh, desolation on this scale. What happened here?
The War of Vanguard, waged between two factions of an alien race, the Dauntless and the Intrepid.
Well, this war looks over to me. Someone won rather decisively.
Ah! The path opens up ahead!
There's a sign here. Looks like someone buried it.
What does it say?
Just need to clean the dirt off. It says safety zone 1 click.
Which would suggest this area is unsafe.
Get down! Mortar fire! We must hurry!
Doctor, something's coming. Robots of some kind.
What kind?
Very, very big ones.
Keepers, of course. Robotic titans built in the escalating arms race by both sides. Chris, get over here quickly!
Perhaps we should go back to the TARDIS.
There's no time to get back there without being seen. Luke, we can hide behind here.
Chris! Get over here!
You don't have to tell me twice.
Move your metal, worms. Watch your feet on the path. Any Intrepid resistance will be met with full force.
Leader, my repair program was unsuccessful. I can't see. My sight is compromised.
No malfunctioning in the ranks. Or your head will join his on the ground.
Knight, sensors indicate heartbeats, breathing, movement. Here!
Don't shoot!
Stay where you are!
Surround the targets.
Doctor, advice please!
Lovely weather we're having.
Stop talking!
The war zone looks particularly dazzling from up here, doesn't it?
You are not Dauntless.
You are not Intrepid.
Well, neither are you, technically.
We are Dauntless Keeper Squadron Delta.
Assigning target designations.
Tank, unleash Taker Swarm on targets.
That doesn't sound good.
Please! Listen to reason!
What is this? Gas?
No! Something else! Something alive!
That should be enough, Tank. Recall the Taker Swarm.
What was that? What did you do to us?
I demand to speak to someone in Dauntless High Command.
All in Dauntless High Command are dead.
Then I demand to speak to whoever is in charge.
Knight, my senses indicate... Attack incoming!
Roz! Chris! Take cover!
Man down!
No! We need to get out of here before...
Death to the Dauntless! The Intrepid Keepers, they found the signal too! First metal. Shielders at the front, lasers behind. Prepare to engage.
You heard him. In rows now.
What's happening? I can't see. The two sides are preparing to advance, and we are caught right in the middle of them.
Dauntless Keepers, engage!
Doctor?
I'm thinking. Hopefully, their battle won't disturb the structural integrity of the mountain and cause a...
The keepers are falling! Hang on! Just a while longer!
I'm slipping!
Not on my watch! Take my hand!
I can't breathe! Sorry, Roz!
No! Pulled you from the rubble. You're in Vanguard City.
I can't move.
You fell an awfully long way. You should have died. By the look of things, you still might.
I think I'm gonna...
Lose consciousness. Poor thing.
Commander...
Leave him here. He'll be dead before long.
We have found something else in the rubble, Commander.
Give me visual. A blue box.
Scanners indicate it to be a dimensional craft of some kind.
A craft! At last! Finally, I'll be able to get away from
it. It is impenetrable. It does not open.
Damn it! Oh, no. Then this must be the pilot. Tank, take him to the cathedral.
Yes, Commander.
Quick as you can. I'll set the takers to heal him via the command deck. Monitor him closely. I'll follow soon. Come on, Katisa. Stay calm. Don't screw this up. Slap on a friendly smile. Proceed with care. This might just be your ticket out of here.
What are my orders, Contessa?
Stay put for now and shut down non-essential power to avoid detection. See how things play out. Doctor? Doctor?
Over here, Roz. Oh, thank goodness you're all right.
He fell, Doctor. Chris fell along with the keepers. I did my best to hold on to him, but I tried to...
You can't blame yourself.
Doctor, we need to look for him.
I know, and we will. But it looks like our route back to the TARDIS fell away with the mountain.
Then we'll just have to press on and find another way back. What was that?
Roz, stay back.
Why?
It's an ambulance cruiser coming into land. I think you're still out of sight behind that outcrop. Wait for me there and stay hidden.
Stay hidden? But why? They must be looking for survivors.
Yes, but are we the right kind of survivors?
Stay where you are.
Oh, good. More guns.
Hands where we can see them. Keep your guns aimed at him, boys.
Those are rather big guns for one so young.
That's a rather big mouth for one so old. Who are you?
My friends call me the Doctor. Who are you, Dauntless or Intrepid?
There are no tribe distinctions in the safety zone. Not anymore. Where did you come from?
Please, I mean no harm. I came here on a ship, drawn by a distress signal. Ow!
Figured it would hit you quickly.
I can feel something.
In your lungs, right? They're in your bloodstream too. You'll feel that later.
The swarm that the keepers release.
Takers. That's the beauty of those Dauntless keepers. If their fists don't kill you, the takers will. It's a slow death. Ending it now would be a kindness.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because I'm the only one that can pilot my craft. You sent a distress signal, no?
A dying man would say anything to stay alive.
But can you afford to take that risk?
Right, you two, get him on board. We'll take him back to the safety zone.
Come on. Listen to me, please.
Oh, save it for the interrogation.
I can't just... Doctor, wait! Oh, damn it! Fine, fine. The doctor can handle himself. I will find Chris and then come back for him. Oh, sit tight, Doctor. I'll be back. Oh.
My companion is awake. How do you feel?
Wow. I feel good. Better than good. I feel amazing.
Excellent. Your injuries from your fall were quite extreme.
I've never felt pain like it. But now I feel...
No thanks are necessary.
You did this? That's incredible. How is it possible?
You are in the husk of a once great cathedral, built in honour of Clan Dauntless and their king. Forget the name.
And you are?
My name is Contessa, and I am the sole survivor of the savage war that desolated this planet.
Ah, I think we're supposed to be rescuing you. I'm Chris Quedge.
Where did you come from, Chris Quedge? Your biology is similar to our race in some ways, but also entirely different in others. I hope I put you back together in the right order.
I'm a human, if that means anything to you. Ah! Oh, my arm!
Oh, I can take care of that. Forgive me, it may get worse before it gets better. There. The pain should start easing off now.
Thank you. Yes, that's it. It's a nifty gadget you have there. Is that what you used to fix me up?
So, the blue box on the mountainside, is that your craft?
I was with my friends when those keeper things started fighting. Their names are Roz and the Doctor. Do you know where they are?
I'm terribly sorry, but I saw two others in the rubble. Your friends are dead.
What? No. No, that can't be.
Killed by the Intrepid Keepers.
No, but how? I don't remember seeing them fall.
They didn't suffer. And please, do not worry. You are safe from the Keepers here.
I'd like to see their bodies. Please, take me to them.
There's very little to see. And what there is, I can assure you, you wouldn't want to.
Oh, could you please take that light out of my eyes?
I want the truth.
I've been telling you the truth. We picked up a distress signal. It was coming from the top of the mountain. Suddenly, we were set upon by the keepers.
So where is your craft? How does it operate? Answer me.
Maybe if you try to treat him instead of interrogating him.
Shut up, Green.
I'll consider it if you take these cuffs off.
You knew the rules. We voted.
you lost, but you triggered the beacon anyway.
You can't say I was wrong, though, can you? It worked. The beacon was answered. That beacon was our only hope, and so is he.
He's infected with the Takers, and now he's dying. Your plan was always going to end in disaster, and all of us could see it except you. You defied the vote. You put us all in danger. I've got more important things to do than waste my time.
Yeah? Like what?
We're gonna have another vote.
But the beacon's been destroyed.
We'll be voting on your punishment.
Come back. Hey!
I don't think he'll be seeing reason anytime soon.
He'll kill us. Blue will strong-arm the rest of them into going along with it.
This seems to be a large complex. Lots of wards and corridors. Any potential escape routes?
We're on the fifth floor ward. We put someone on this floor if they step out of line.
And did you?
I knew sending the signal might also capture the attention of the keepers in the city. But our supplies are running low. Blue's a coward. He'd rather die of starvation than at the hands of the keepers.
And how many of you are there? What are you doing here?
There are 15 of us. Teenagers and children. We've been here since the war between Intrepid and Dauntless ended. I was Intrepid originally. Blue was Dauntless.
But the keepers outside the safety zone, they're still fighting.
Peace is against their programming. The safety zone isn't technically a battleground, so the keepers don't know its location. We hid or destroyed all the signs so they never would. If they ever found us, well, they wouldn't understand.
Green, I must learn more with the time I have. These takers that have infected me, what are they?
A weaponized species of microscopic bacteria. They killed everyone on Vanguard, apart from us and the keepers. We've been hiding from them and Contessa ever since.
Contessa?
She's still in the city, we think. The Dauntless spy who took control of the Taker Swarm and programmed them to kill everyone else on Vanguard.
The Takers are programmable bacteria with a wide range of interesting properties. During the war, they were used to kill, but I've found other uses for them since. The Takers are significantly more sophisticated than those metal titans strolling about out there.
So you programmed these Takers to heal me, but not my friends?
They were well beyond help when I found them, let me assure you. Now, let us discuss our bargain.
What bargain?
Forgive me, but I have healed you and have given you safety from the keepers, have I not? I think it's only fair I request something in return.
Or else?
No. Chris, this isn't a threat. Please. I just require assistance.
Look, I appreciate the help, but I need to leave.
I thought you said you were here to rescue me. Besides, it's too dangerous out there. The keepers will kill you if they find you.
What about you?
I've been hiding from them too. I only venture outside to scavenge. Maybe if I came with you, I could lead you through the safe routes.
As you keep reminding me, you've done more than enough already. I'll take my chances on my own. Thank you. Is this the way out?
Halt, prisoner!
Whoa!
Tank, stand down!
Did it just say prisoner?
Chris, listen to me.
That control module you're carrying.
This? Oh, it's nothing. It's healing apparatus, nothing more.
Then I don't suppose you'd mind if I took a look?
Chris, Quedge, give that back at once!
Prisoner, release the command deck immediately or I shall kill you.
I said stand down, you idiot! Now we can't risk damaging it!
Do you mean me or the module? Never mind, I'm out of here!
Tank, seal the area. Don't let him escape the city.
Oh.
You don't sound good.
How long do I have?
Less than an hour.
Then I need more time. Oh, I'm being overwhelmed by the takers. Oh, I can feel it. Isn't this a hospital? All this equipment around
us... is useless against the takers. Our planet died, remember?
And there must be something that can slow the effect.
Every ward should have a neurological connection and diagnosis machine. It would at least give you a more precise life expectancy. But that's all.
There's one in here somewhere?
Should be. We left all the equipment exactly where we found it.
Yeah. There's one other thing I could try, of course. Shut myself down. Enter a voluntary stasis to let my body fight the effects. That may give me the time I need.
Time for what?
To analyze the bacteria from within. Find a weakness. The diagnosis machine will enable you to monitor whether or not I'm successful. Will you help me, Green?
Your craft. Is it big enough to take all of us off-world?
Oh, yes. More than big enough.
And what would you want in return?
Your help will suffice. Oh, that's all.
Okay. Just don't get your hopes up. Come on, Borister, come on. Keep your nerve.
Halt!
Whoa! There are a lot more of you than I was expecting.
You are not intrepid.
You are not dauntless.
My name is Rosalind Forrester, an adjudicator from Earth. I am a visitor to this planet, and I mean you no harm.
We are intrepid keepers. Your image is familiar. Our comrades who fell at the cliff saved your image in our data bank.
Suspicious.
My friends and I, we're just visitors. We knew nothing of this war between you keepers until we landed. We followed a distress signal.
Our processors don't have any contingency for an outsider on the battlefield.
Well, then, maybe we could improvise.
The distress signal. Did you trace its origin?
First, I want you to answer a question of mine.
You are in no position to make demands.
Well, how do you know? I thought your friend here said that you didn't have any contingency for an outsider on the battlefield. For all you know, you may be required to answer every question I ask you.
Highly unlikely.
But not impossible.
We do have an etiquette protocol for speaking with civilians that might be of use to us, Canon.
Yes, Saber. This female has no weaponry, and our MAME on-site protocol was deleted years ago. Rosalind Forrester, our data bank has decided to class you as an intrepid civilian.
For the next 30 minutes, we will not kill you. However, if your behavior becomes in any way aggressive or irritating, you will be classified as a dauntless civilian and will be terminated. Is that understood?
Perfectly. Look, I am missing a member of my party, a male named Chris. He fell from a cliff in the battle, and I want to see, whether or not he's alive.
His condition is unknown.
What do you mean?
At the battle you reference in Sector G7, the last of our squadron scanners witnessed Contessa drag him off into the city. At the time, he showed signs of life.
So he could be alive?
His injuries, however, would most likely kill him. And if they didn't, it's possible Contessa will.
Contessa?
The leader of the Dauntless Army. And our enemy.
Get out of this rain. Damn it! One of these shops must be open. Yes, thank you. Too close. Now let's take a look at this console Contessa's so keen on. AI control. Healing matrix. Subject A7, Chris Quedge. Tissue rejuvenation successful. Taker killing instinct suspended. Well, that's good, I suppose. Subject A8 and A9 under attack. A8 biology unknown. Subject anatomy. Two hearts, the doctor! Roz, they're alive!
Target located, Contessa.
Ah.
There you are. I was worried.
I was hoping those things couldn't track heat signatures.
Sorry to disappoint.
What's really going on here, Contessa? You said you were hiding from the Keepers, but
They answer to you.
I am hiding from the intrepid keepers. True, the dauntless keepers are under my control. I am the last of the dauntless, after all.
So what happened here? How come you're the only survivor?
I remember this place before the war. People came shopping, families, friends. The Dauntless and the Intrepid were miners. We warred over the precious metals beneath the surface. So trivial. So pointless.
That would explain the rather lavish merchandise on sale here.
I loved this city. That was until a Dauntless spy was tricked into stealing the Intrepid Taker Swarm and bringing it here. They wiped everyone out, the entire population. Unfortunately for the Intrepid, the bacteria soon did the same to them also.
And yet you're still here.
The sole survivor. I managed to get hold of the command deck and save myself by reprogramming their commands. But even though their Intrepid leaders are dead, their keepers still hunt me. For revenge, I suppose. I'm sorry I wasn't straight with you, Chris. I was scared that you would misunderstand. I've been here for years. Alone.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Please. Return the command deck.
Of course.
Thank you. Please do not take it again. There's no food left in the city. I use this to program the takers that keep me alive and regenerate my cells.
Okay, I'm sorry. I panicked, I guess.
I understand. Come with me. I have something I want to show you.
Green grass. A cool breeze, idyllic countryside. But, no, this isn't real. Nothing's ever this perfect.
Doctor? Doctor? Are you there?
Ah, Green, welcome. I assume you've entered my subconscious using the safety zone medical equipment?
I've connected the neurological diagnosis machine to your cerebral cortex. It'll enable me to monitor your condition while you're in stasis, if that's what you mean.
And how long do I have?
Your stasis does appear to be slowing the bacteria's multiplication, but you've bought yourself another 50 minutes?
I see.
I'm sorry. It must be difficult, knowing you're going to die.
The experience, sadly, never gets any easier. Still, I have you here now, and you're going to help me figure out this taker virus and conquer it.
How? I'm no medic.
But you're in my mind. This countryside will be my castle. You will be my sergeant, and soon the takers will take to the negotiating table.
You're going to negotiate with killer bacteria.
Well, I'm hardly going to challenge them to a duel, am I? Ah, here they come. You there! What took you so long?
Colonization barrier and irritation located. Subject to be quarantined from harvest until biological mass is shut down.
Irritation? You would be wise not to underestimate me. You may have the numbers, but I have the home field advantage.
Location meaningless. Willpower meaningless. Biological system shutdown in subject predetermined. Execution in 47 minutes.
Just long enough for one half. And some injury time for good measure. Shall we toss a coin for which end of the pitch you'd like?
Execution cannot be delayed.
I imagine because of your... Programming. Yes, of course.
Whatever you're doing, Doctor, it doesn't appear to be working.
Nonsense. We have an excellent telepathic rapport, don't we? What should I call you?
We are the takers.
Yes, but there's more than one of you. I can't keep talking to both of you at the same time. That would be rude.
We are Legion.
I think I'll call you Peter, and I'll call you Beatrix. There.
We are the takers.
No, you are Peter, and that is Beatrix. do keep up. Now, Peter, why don't we talk a little bit about this programming of yours? Beatrix, feel free to jump in at any time.
Where is Contessa's stronghold? Can you take me there?
No.
Why not?
It would be a hideous dereliction of our duty to seek out survivors of Clan Intrepid. 99.9% of whom perished in the war after the Taker Swarm was unleashed by Contessa.
What if I say to you that I know the location of a group of Intrepid survivors?
Our senses can read your perspiration, heartbeat, and eye dilation. They tell us there is a 27% probability that you are telling the truth.
Okay. I don't know that they were Intrepid specifically, but I saw survivors. That much is true.
97% probability of truth.
Where are they? You will answer.
First, I'll need you to take me to my friend, and then I will tell you where you can find them. Deal?
Dangerous.
Why?
The most likely location of your friend is Contessa's Dauntless Stronghold. It is guarded by 76% of the remaining Dauntless Keeper forces deep within the Dauntless-controlled area of the city. This cohort of 76% Dauntless Keepers outnumbers our Intrepid Keeper forces by a ratio of 34%.
Yes, but you're forgetting something very important. You now have me on your side.
I fail to calculate how this would have any effect on the outcome of battle.
Do you have an attack plan?
Standard protocol. Advance. Destroy.
Protocol isn't a plan. Okay. Do you have maps of the area? Infantry numbers, weapons?
Why do you require this data?
I'll help you formulate an attack plan that will ensure your victory. On my honor.
We have submitted your bargain to the central data bank. It is calculating the variables. We will have an answer soon.
I'd appreciate it if your data bank didn't take too long. My friends may not have a moment to lose.
Ah! You see, Peter, most beings would rely on their own judgment and biological instincts to survive. But you adhere to a strict network of commands. Doesn't it get boring?
Commands cannot be compromised. Instincts and judgment have a ratio of error.
But surely your commands are coming from someone just as capable of error.
We answer to the command deck. A central CPU, stolen from Intrepid High Command.
As I feared, a fully programmable bioweapon. No cure, no defense.
But if there's no defense, how come me, Blue, and the others were never infected?
You are the hosts.
Hosts?
Correct. We were created by both the Dauntless and the Intrepid in their attempts to each create a powerful biological weapon to destroy the other side. This necessitated breeding hosts, incubators in which the Taker strain could mutate and develop.
Despicable. Their own children.
Neither the Intrepid nor the Dauntless hit upon a fully programmable bacterial weapon until both side samples mixed together and morphed into a new strain. Us. This occurred when a group of children escaped from their warring elders to play together in secret.
Oh, no. You mean, if we hadn't escaped?
Don't think like that, Green. This isn't your doing.
So that's why we're still alive. We had natural immunity.
Immunity that can be programmed. Of course. The command deck, that's their weakness. Peter, Beatrix... You're completely at the mercy of a central processing unit. A unit that can be manipulated or even destroyed.
Destruction of the command deck would have a catastrophic impact upon our programming.
Is that a quiver of anxiety I hear in your voice, Peter?
Subject's ability to carry out such a task is wholly compromised. You are unable to travel the distance required while in stasis. You will die.
You're right, of course. My self-induced stasis has slowed my deterioration.
If you regain full consciousness, your lifespan will be exponentially reduced. We calculate that you would have just 6 minutes to travel the 5.62 miles. to the command deck before you expire.
Aha! You really do talk too much. Green, what's 5.62 miles away?
That would be north of the city, deep into Old Dauntless territory, perhaps the cathedral.
That's it, then. That's where the command deck is. If it's destroyed, the Taker's swarm would be rendered useless.
Which means you'll live.
And my friends, who also inhaled the swarm. I hope they haven't succumbed to the Taker's effects as quickly as I have.
There's just one problem, Doctor. I have no interest in letting you live.
Blue? No! You must listen. I have a friend who hid from you when you picked me up. She's out there somewhere. Her name is Roz. She can help you destroy the command deck and end all this.
Ah, let me go!
Goodbye, Doctor.
Blue, no!
Telepathic link with external hardware offline.
You idiot! After everything we've been through, to trust a stranger over us.
Blue, the Doctor was able to talk to the Takers in his system. The Takers are controlled from a single CPU held inside the command deck.
I couldn't care less. Right, you two, tie to the pipes this time. I don't want it anywhere near the Doctor.
Yes, Blue.
Don't you think this is exactly the sort of thing that got us into this mess in the first place? Ugh. Both our tribes were only interested in one thing. Themselves. War in the name of progress. And look where it got us. Look where it got our parents.
Our parents? The things they let those monsters do to us. The Intrepid and the Dauntless deserve what they got from the Takers and Contessa.
And what do we deserve? Don't you think Contessa would do the same to us if she found out we had survived? Haven't you ever wondered why we're immune to the Takers? Why we're still here?
None of that matters. The decision has already been taken.
The Doctor says he's the only one who can pilot his craft, Blue. Wait. Wait a moment. A decision? What decision?
Come on. Let's go. I'm done with her now.
What decision? Blue! Come back! Don't just leave me!
Oh, watch where you're stepping, Chris. You too, Tank.
Yes, Commander.
What on? Are these bones? Am I stepping on bones?
Yes.
These poor people.
I keep meaning to have the Keeper sweep them up.
What?
And give them a proper burial.
Right. Yes, of course.
Now, this is what I wanted to show you.
A huge statue. Why? Where are my friends?
The central column that the statue stands on is 20 feet of reinforced armor plating. It was used as a vault during the war. The Keepers were stored there as a defense against incursion should the city be attacked. I released them. And now, it holds something else. We found it in the rubble after the landslide. Your craft.
It's not my craft, it's my friend's.
Well, that doesn't matter. Here's the deal. When I found you dying on the floor, I patched you up. I saved your life. Now, you save mine. Take me away from here.
What about my friends?
I can be your friend. But yes, we can look for your friends in your craft once we're safe.
No! Don't you care about anyone? Wait, that Dauntless spy you spoke about, the one who stole the bacteria from the Intrepid. It was you, wasn't it? Why didn't I realize sooner? You're the one responsible for all this.
Not by choice. Do you think I've enjoyed living here on my own all this time? With nothing but skeletons and these robotic oafs for company? It was a relief at first. No more war, no more orders, no more enemies. Then loneliness became the enemy.
You brought it on yourself.
Well, perhaps. But they're dead and I'm alive, and I refuse to let the guilt and shame rule my head any longer. Take me away from here.
I'm not taking you anywhere.
Chris, please. Don't make me force you.
Your Keepers don't frighten me.
The Keepers? I healed your body, remember? I had to rebuild your right arm from scratch. I could just as easily unbuild it.
Oh, God! Oh.
Do you feel that? That's the atoms in your flesh being rearranged, compressing your tissue, reworking your skeletal structure.
Stop, please!
I'm sorry, Chris, but if you won't rescue me willingly, you leave me little option.
The data bank requires more data. This projection shows the entirety of the city, with the Dauntless Cathedral to the north, the mines to the south, and the shopping district in the center.
So, if you lure the Dauntless forces into the crossroads at the center of the city, just here, do you see? You'll be able to use the tallest buildings in the city to attack from above and from behind cover.
We could use the buildings themselves as weapons.
To crush multiple Dauntless Keepers with one blow. Why not?
How many in the city attack squad?
15. Meanwhile, a small team of 5 led by me...
Led by us.
Of course, Cannon. Meanwhile, a small team of 5 will attack Contessa's stronghold in the cathedral to the east with a feint from the west. Once we've rescued Chris, I'll keep my end of the bargain. And then I have to try and find the doctor.
The databank has offered a query. What if your friend Chris is already dead, Rosalind Forrester?
Then Contessa will answer to me personally.
And the information you have promised us?
I will still keep my end of the deal.
The plan is sound. Sabre?
I calculate a 64% probability of victory using the attack formation and strategy.
The most beneficial odds recorded since the Taker Swarm was released. Most acceptable.
We must hurry.
What are you doing?
Well, you can't expect me to keep up with you on foot, can you? Can you?
My neck is not meant for sitting on.
I have a much better view of the battlefield from up here.
Are you unwell?
I'm fine. Oh, fine. Just a bit of fatigue. Ouch! You stabbed me!
I have taken blood sample. Your coughing is a symptom of Taker inhalation. I will run tests on your blood as we march.
Taker inhalation?
The Taker bacteria are extremely efficient killers. 1.6 million registered kills on both sides. At Contessa's command.
Me and my friends, we were hit with a swarm on the mountain.
Sabre, ready the troops and command a complete download of the strategy to every squadron.
Yes, Cannon. Onward!
Whoa! Ooh.
It is advised you hold on tight, Rosalind Forrester.
I'll try my best.
What do you want from me?
My keeper will know if you're lying. Tell me about this craft.
It's called the TARDIS. I don't know how it works, but it can travel through space and time.
Bit small, isn't it?
It's dimensionally transcendental. Its internal dimensions are greater than its external dimensions.
What?
It's bigger on the inside than outside.
Truth accepted.
Open it up.
I don't have the key. Not that I can pilot it, only the doctor can.
Truth accepted.
Tank, instruct Knight from Delta Squad to advance on the distress beacon's location. Find this doctor, alive, and bring him to the city.
He won't help you.
Oh, I can be very persuasive. You should be happy, Chris Quedge. I've spared the doctor's life. For now.
Where are you taking me? What's going on?
Green, I'm sorry, but an example has to be set, especially to the youngest of us. After the war, we made a pact that we would stick together. No more division between Dauntless and Intrepid. We would vote on a decision, decide on our actions collectively. By disobeying the vote and launching the distress beacon, by endangering all of our lives, you can no longer be part of our unit.
You can't be serious. You're not actually going to go through with this.
I pleaded for your imprisonment, but I was outvoted. You must be put to death.
Are you out of your mind?
Ready your weapons.
But maybe this...
Didn't you hear what I said? Ready your weapons and take aim now.
Yes, Blue.
Please. Blue, after all we've been
Fire
through...
Fire on my mark. Ready. Aim.
Stop! Stay this madness now!
Doctor!
Hold your fire. This is nothing to do with you, old man.
Listen to me, Blue. I know what you've been through. The experiments, the pain, the suffering.
Shut up.
But you mustn't turn against each other like your mothers and fathers did. What you have here... The children of two warring factions, living together, helping one another. It can work!
Or are you no better than they were, Blue?
I... What's that sound?
All civilians, stand where you are. Put your weaponry on the ground or you will be annihilated.
Do what it says. Do it immediately.
No, we can't let it take us.
Of course you can. Don't do anything foolish.
No, they'll separate us. They won't understand.
Put your weapons down. New orders. You will all be escorted to the Dauntless City. Any resistance will be met with extreme force.
You, Keeper, I wish to speak with Contessa.
I can hear you, Doctor. And I can see you. I have your TARDIS and your friend, Chris Quedge.
Doctor, you're alive!
Quiet! Do not do anything rash, Doctor. Keepers, load the prisoners in the safety zone's ambulance transport. Bring them to the city.
No, this isn't our hands. I won't be a prisoner again.
Blue, I need you to stay calm. Release Green.
But...
Now!
Thank you, Doctor. What do you think Contessa wants?
I suspect the same as you did. A way out. But she only made reference to one of my friends, which means Roz is still out there somewhere. I hope she's safe.
Stop! Stop a minute.
What's wrong?
Sorry. I just feel, I just need to rest a second.
Rosalind Forrester, we can confirm that the Takers have entered your bloodstream. Not many, fewer organisms need longer to multiply. We calculate you have approximately 8 hours left to live.
Then we better hurry.
The databank has received new information. Our scouts have spotted a contingent of Dauntless Keepers emerging from the safety zone. They have prisoners inside an ambulance cruiser.
The Dauntless Keepers have taken Intrepid citizens as their prisoner. We must free them at once.
What about my friend?
Intrepid civilians must take priority.
Okay, very well. I can save him myself.
That's them, flying overhead. They're heading for the Dauntless City.
It doesn't change our plan.
Agreed. They'll arrive at the city before us. Forward march!
Aren't we?
Stay strong, Blue, and let me do the talking.
Are you sure you're okay, Doctor? You were at death's door an hour ago.
I suspect I'm only alive because Contessa wants me to be.
That's exactly right, Doctor.
Contessa, I presume. Where's Chris?
Nearby. A little the worse for wear, I'm afraid. You are the pilot of the Blue Box, correct?
Pilot? Yes. I suppose you could call me that.
Never mind that, you murderer!
Green, stay back.
I remember my parents. And I remember them when they were alive. They're dead because of you. along with the rest of the Intrepid. All dead. You made that happen.
I don't have to justify my actions to a child.
We've had to grow up fast. Because you didn't just kill the Intrepid, you killed the Dauntless too, the entire planet.
When I broke into Intrepid Central Command and discovered their breakthrough, killer bacteria, it was like deliverance. I took the swarm back to this city. I had a hero's welcome. And then one by one, they perished. By the time I managed to control their programming, they were all gone.
And in turn, you unleashed the Takers against the Intrepid out of spite.
Out of spite? The Intrepid wanted me to bring the bacteria back here. They planned genocide. I imagine they were furious when they realized I'd stolen the command deck too. And make no mistake, they would have killed me to get it back.
So you killed them first?
Enough talk. Doctor, a bargain. Take me from Vanguard. Rescue me. And I will let all your friends live.
And if I refuse?
I will be forced to do something else I might regret.
Commander, we're under attack. Intrepid kings have infiltrated the perimeter.
What?
Everyone, outside, now!
Doctor, the ceiling!
One more hit like that and we're done.
It's collapsing!
Run, run!
What took you so long, Forrester? It hurts like hell, but I'll be fine.
Come on. Come on, we're getting out of here.
No, find the doctor.
Well, he's here.
This woman, Contessa, has him. She's going to force him to pilot the TARDIS and help her escape.
Okay, you save his strength.
You don't look so great yourself.
Don't worry about me. But can you walk?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll catch you up.
No, I'm not letting you out of my sight, Quidge. Come on.
This way! All of you, hurry!
We were nearly flattened!
What's going on?
Is it the Keepers?
Yes, it would appear they are attempting a rescue, or a coup, or maybe they're just enjoying a spot of target practice.
Doctor! I have your craft. Open the doors and get me away from here.
No, Contessa. All this chaos, all this death, I can't let you just run away from it.
It is not a request. You forget. The Takers are still inside you. I have your life, quite literally, in my hands.
No!
Everyone, get her!
Keepers, help me!
Look, pin her down.
Doctor, Chris, command deck, quickly.
What's happened? What's happened to him?
The command deck, get it!
No, you can't have it! Get off me, you stupid children!
I've got it!
Give it here!
Quickly, Roz!
Oh, it's complicated. I'm trying to reprogram them. The command is locked.
The doctor!
Give it back to me! Now! Break it!
And would that be such a bad thing?
No!
Let's find out.
No! You destroyed it!
Is that good?
Well, someone had to do something, so I figured no command deck, no commands. And no more fighting.
Oh, excellent thinking, Roz.
Doctor, are you all right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I can feel the effects of the Takers receding. As for you, Contessa.
Please, don't. I just wanted to leave. Can't you understand that?
I just wanted to leave.
All Dauntless Keepers have been shut down. The Dauntless City is under Intrepid control for the first time in Vanguard's history.
Intrepid. Dauntless. None of it matters anymore. The war is truly over.
What are your orders, Intrepid Leader?
Just be quiet.
Here she is, Doctor.
Contessa.
I beg for mercy.
Mercy? You have got to be kidding. You are responsible for the deaths of every living thing on this planet.
I know. And I can't bear it any longer. I only did what I did to survive in a world at war. It gives me comfort to know that I am not the last of the Dauntless.
Don't. There is no such thing as Dauntless anymore. And I can never forgive you for what you've done.
I know.
So, what do we do with her now?
Contessa must face trial.
From who? Us?
From Green, of course.
Me?
This is your world. What do you think her fate should be?
I don't know.
I vote for execution.
No one asks you, Blue. Perhaps I can make a suggestion. Start again. Work together. All of you. Rebuild Vanguard. And learn from your mistakes.
You're kidding.
Shut up, Blue.
I know. I know, Vanguard. It's geography. It's technology. I'm willing to cooperate, if you are.
I think we need to, if we're to have any kind of future here.
Splendid. Then it's decided. Contessa, remember what you've promised here today. Otherwise, next time, Green and the others may not be so merciful.
I understand, Doctor.
Life, L'chaim, is for living. Time to make a start on yours. Wouldn't you say?
You have been listening to Doctor Who Vanguard by Steve Jordan. The Doctor was played by Sylvester McCoy, Roz Forrester, Yasmin Bannerman, Chris Quedge, Travis Oliver, Contessa, Sarah Powell, Green, Olivia Morris, Blue, Connor Callan, and Cannon, Jacob Dudman. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer, and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hagelery.